patient named Michael Price, P-R-I-C-E, date of birth 7/19 of 1961, date of service 7/29 of 22. This is a 61-year-old male patient here today needing refill of his medications. He's been out of his medications for approximately 3 days, hence his blood pressure is a bit elevated. Period, new paragraph. Patient offers no other complaint. He does tell me in conversation that he was a former smoker. Now he chooses to use a vape machine instead. He states that sometimes he feels short of breath. On account of that, he is debating whether or not he would quit the vape inhalation. I've encouraged him to do so. Period, new paragraph. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. He denies any activity intolerance. He seems to be carrying on his everyday routine in normal form and fashion. No complaint of pain anywhere. Period, new paragraph. Prior medical history, diabetes, hypertension, low testosterone, hyperlipidemia, erectile dysfunction, for which he takes sildenafil. Period, new paragraph. Social history, he does vape, negative for drugs or alcohol. Period, new paragraph. A complete review of systems was done with this gentleman, all negative with the exception of what is stated in the chief complaint above. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any acute distress, nor any distress. H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, and react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area is clear as well. Oral mucosa, moist. Neck is soft, no thyromegalinomasses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur appreciated. Lungs are clear to auscultation, however diminished. We will order a chest X-ray. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam unremarkable. He does have +5 muscle strength in all extremities, and there is no lower extremity edema observed. Period, new paragraph. Chest X-ray shows clarity. No acute finding. Period, new paragraph. It has been a year since we've obtained a blood draw on him. We will do so at this time as well. Last blood draw, his A1C 1 year ago was 9.9. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Diabetes, not at target. Redraw blood, checking his A1C and glucose. We will not refill the metformin until we get these results. He does have enough metformin to get him through for the next week or two. Period, new paragraph. Hypertension, not at target today. He has been out of his medication for a few days. We will refill the amlodipine 10 milligrams. Also, we will give him lisinopril, increase that dose to 20 milligrams daily, formerly on 10, period, new paragraph, hyperlipidemia, refill atorvastatin 20 milligrams QHS, and obtain a lab draw for verification, period, new paragraph, low testosterone, we will refill his testosterone prescription as well, period, new paragraph, erectile dysfunction. Patient tells me he has enough of the sildenafil. He is not needing that today. Period, new paragraph, patient understands plan of care, and he understands that we're not going to give him the metformin prescription today. We're going to wait for the lab results. Period, new paragraph, he'll come back in a few days and follow up. Plan of care has been reviewed with him. I've answered all his questions today.